Hey, you know what I've developed, I would say within the past year?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And I used to make fun of people for this, but now I have this condition.
Gayness.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I came on here this morning with the express purpose of helping your show.
Did you?
And I don't appreciate it.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You laid out nicely.
But I think that was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
In fact, I love the feel of a good box.
What? God almighty.
You can't play that out of context.
What do you mean? We were gonna play it in context and let other people take it out of context.
On the Little Ticket.
Yes, Classic BMW of Plano brings you the emergency brake of the week. That longtime Friday tradition. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one this week. Been quite a player through the years in the emergency break of the week. He is back from the tee box, the Saturday morning golf show here on the ticket. Craig Rosengarten. Sometimes talking is hard, especially for Craig. And he gets caught in a stammer here, and they don't let him get away with it on Saturday morning.
Oh, there you go.
That was quick. Well,
that's wedding talk.
If you got married, would all of us be invited?
I don't know. I mean,
that means no.
That means no.
He immediately said, I don't know.
Depends on budget.
No, right, exactly.
It just depends on where it was.
You don't have to invite everybody you know.
If I'm going to like the little white chapel in Vegas, like I'm not going to burden people to fly to Vegas.
You can still invite me.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
going to Vegas, that's not burdening.
No. Oh my God. What the hell is that? We can't get any better than that, guys.
Oh, dear.
Did you hear
yes,
the part
you're all
Craig
welcome
said?
To join me in Vegas
Thank
for my
you.
Wedding.
That's all I wanted.
All right.
What a mess that is.
Before we talk about why they're yelling, can we hear that isolated there, Jer?
Burning.
What?
It does sound like the bird.
That's the worst song of all time, by
is
the
it?
Way. Yes. Bird is the word.
Bird is the word. All right. Why and why is everyone
burning,
yelling?
Burn,
why
are, burn,
no.
Why? Why is Eli and Ty and Rick? They're all yelling.
Yeah, there's mayhem on that show.
All right, one more time.
That was quick. Well,
that's wedding talk.
If you got married, would all of us be invited?
I don't know. I mean,
that means no.
That means no.
He immediately said, "I don't know."
Depends on budget.
No, right, exactly.
It just depends on where it was.
You don't have to invite everybody you know.
I mean, if I'm going to like the little white chapel in Vegas, like I'm not going to burden people to fly to Vegas.
You could still invite me.
Wait a minute.
Well, yeah,
going to Vegas.
What kind of burden is that?
Not burdening.
No.
What? Oh my God. What the hell is that? We can't get better than that, guys.
They didn't really let him go on that either. They all went into. All right, so that is Craig Rosengarten as candidate number one. Candidate number two, this guy has some trouble from time to time. His name is Killer. And Gordon identifies him as a guy who probably belongs a little more off the air. Isn't that what you told me?
No, I said that he belongs on the air as much as possible.
Okay, I misunderstood you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, he was producing the Hardline earlier this week, and he was trying to come up with the phrase tramp stamp.
Right next to us? Killer, you said you saw him on the beach.
Yeah, he was staying across. Remember where we had that big bad team dinner?
Yeah, I do.
That's where he was staying at.
Okay, so literally 600 feet away from us? Did you walk down the beach with him shirt off just to say what's up?
Yeah.
Just to compare bodies?
Right.
Like, I got you.
Show him your soda tattoo.
State of the art.
Yeah, you just run past him.
There they are.
My little tramp stamp.
Try again.
What? Tramp stamp?
Uh-huh.
Stramp tamp.
Real part.
All right. Speaking of stramp tamps, the Mavs played on last night and...
Stramp tamp.
My little stramp tamp.
Well, he had one in the beginning, too, when he said, sting right across from us. instead of sitting. Didn't he say sting?
Yeah, it did sting right across from us.
Right next to us. Killer, you said you saw him on the beach.
Yeah, he was staying across. Remember where we had that big bad team dinner?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, staying.
That's where it was close.
Okay. Yeah.
So I can literally hear it 600 way. Feet away from us. Did you walk down the beach with him shirt off just to say what's up?
Yeah.
Just to compare bodies?
Right.
I got you.
Show him your soda tattoo.
State of the art.
Yeah, you just run past him.
There they are.
My little stramp tips.
Try again.
What?
Try again.
Stamp.
Uh-huh.
Stramp tamp.
Robert.
All right. Speaking of stramp tamps, the Mavs.
The killer at the end of it because he was a little frustrated.
My little stramp tamps.
Stramp tamps.
All right. Killer. He's candidate number two. Candidate number three comes to us from the Morning Musers. It is George Dernham. And I was fine. When we were having this discussion the other day, somehow we got on the subject of monkeys. I thought a legitimate question. Had you seen any sort of video of monkeys swimming or water skiing? And then I got the laughs. Did you know monkeys could swim?
What?
Did you know monkeys could swim?
We can swim. We're primates.
Yeah, I know. But have you ever seen a monkey swimming?
Anyway.
Here's a... Here's a monkey snowboarding.
Look at that. That's a chimp, isn't it?
Yeah. What did you find?
Giorgio's looking at pictures.
He's lost George for the rest of the day.
I think it's coming up here. I think here's a remote control boat, so I think the monkey's driving the boat.
Look at him.
Yeah. Just let him go. You have to let him go when he gets like this.
No, it's not driving the boat, but there's two back there on boards.
The man with the body of a giant and the brain of a child.
It is driving the boat.
One's driving the boat?
Yeah. Oh, man, the world's greatest video has just been found. Look at that. Okay, they're the two.
Yeah. Okay, that's ridiculous.
Pretty good at driving, too.
How is he doing that?
He just gave the circle sign. He's going to go around.
He's got to go back around.
All right, you need to post that.
Pick another one up.
Right. Sorry.
Gosh.
You might as well go home at this point.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Yes. Is there any doubt when George is in the old folks' home, he's just going to sit in a corner all day giggling at funny monkey videos and everyone's going to think he's lost it?
Sorry. Maybe y'all have seen it before. I've never seen a chimpanzee driving a boat and two chimps are behind him water skiing. Or they're really kind of on boards or something like they were surfing. That was incredible. Yeah, he kept looking back at him. It looked like just a regular driver that you'd see out on Lake Louisville out driving a boat.
Would you do a double take if you saw that on Lake Louisville?
Yeah, everybody would. And then that video got even crazier. That was looks like some sort of experiment done in Japan. Like Japanese Japanese scientist explaced water skiing chimpanzees behind a boat. All right. I don't know if we want to listen to that whole mess again, but that is candidate number three. So is it Craig Rosengarten, the killer, or me? 888-787-1310. Hello.
Okay.
You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, how's it going? This is James.
Hey, James.
Hey, I'm on the way to work. I just became a P1 this past July, and I love you guys. You're awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to vote for Killer Kellison, and I think that guy is hilarious. He needs to be on the air a lot more.
He is. He's great.
He is. Funny. All right, James,
all right,
way
guys.
To go.
Have all right. Great morning. All right, take care, man.
Yeah, there's a new P1 right there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Phone call from lower heaven.
Oh, guys, I don't think this may be Coco. Right. We better take the phone call.
It? Okay.
Yes, we'll accept the charges.
I know who she's going to vote for.
Coco listened to Muser 2 months ago on KLCF Lucifer Radio. Morning Muser, know that Coco originally from Africa, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Junior Craig must know that Coco have great love for lions.
Yes.
Coco take great exception to Junior Craig's four thumbs down review of Lion King.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was rough.
Therefore, Coco consult mighty, powerful spirit of Mufasa for vote today. Mufasa very disappointed, and Mufasa asked Coco to tell Junior Craig to strongly reconsider movie review.
Okay, I'll think about it.
Coco and Mufasa vote for Hakuna Matata tattoo killer.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Surprising vote there.
Very surprising.
All right. Thanks, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Am I on your radio?
Why, yes, ma'am, you are.
Die.
Hey, Neesers, did you like that Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Well, you take credit for it.
And I want to vote for Johnny Ebrick himself, Craig Rosen, just, you know, love you.
All right, love you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, yeah, amigos.
It's Jamie Benn, I think.
It's Jaime Benn.
Hola.
Hola. Donde está Biblioteco?
Si.
Si.
Shout out to El Patero and Gimme Numero Dos. Adios, okay. Amigos.
Okay, we'll see ya. There's a killer vote there, too.
Trying to reinvent there.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Good morning, Vietnam!
You say my name there at the end? I just heard Good Morning, Vietnam.
He said George Dunham.
He said George Dunham, I think, there at the end.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, fellas, it's your gal pal Susan Hawk again calling to vote for the Christmas break.
Vote for the Christmas break?
Head is spinning. Right.
Who you vote for?
Is Garrett from Dallas up for that break of Christmas again?
No.
Sorry.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Is Davey there?
No, guys, I think this may be Stoma Man.
Davey is not here this morning.
Davey doesn't work here during the week or on weekends.
Just occasionally.
I'm sorry, Gordon. I get confused. I just wanted a hug.
I know you did, Stoma Man. You always just want a hug. But Davey's not here to give you one.
Well, that's too bad. I really miss him.
Okay. I know you do.
Well, do you have
Stoma
a vote,
Man?
Stoma Man?
I do. I've had a really bad week. I had a bird fly right into my stoma hole.
Okay. A bird flew into your stoma hole?
That's terrible. Don't laugh at that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it, I guess. All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller.
It's me, yo, pal, the crazy prospector.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I was walking down the street one time, and I saw this guy without his shirt on, and I looked closer, and I realized there was a big old bear.
Yeah, sure enough.
And it was a tramp stamp.
Oh, and a tramp stamp. Okay, a killer vote there.
Killer
vote.
He is a bear.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, it's D-Break, man. Here to do a cover of Gordo's band, Camilla Parker Bull, Step On. 2, 3, 4. Get on my red car. Maybe tomorrow. Come on, Gordo, get on my red car. Maybe tomorrow. Get on my red car. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
A killer.
And E-Break Man has put killer over the top.
I met one of E-Break Man's bandmates.
Oh, really? He's in a real band,
Who
huh?
claims that that guy just reworked some of their band's songs in order to make them E-Break.
That's pretty
branded,
cheap, but it's pretty funny. And that gives Killer a win. How many is that for Killer?
That is the fourth for Killer. He's 108 behind Norman. Corona is the only thing I don't have, Hitzkus.
All right. Leave Norm's health issues out of this. And doesn't that surprise you? Killer only has 4 E-Breaks?
Yes.
That's kind of incredible. Yes.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Let's give
every time he speaks, he gets 4 E-Breaks.
Let's give it a listen. The winner.
Right next to us, Killer, you said you saw him on the beach.
Yeah, he was staying across. Remember where we had that big bad team dinner?
Yeah, I do.
That's where he was staying at.
Okay. So literally 600 feet away from us? Did you walk down the beach with him shirt off just to say what's up?
Yeah.
Just to compare bodies?
Right.
I got you.
Show him your soda tattoo.
State of the art.
Yeah, you just run past him.
There they are.
A little stramp tips.
Try again.
What? Tramp stamp?
Uh-huh.
Stramp tamp.
Robart.
All right. Speaking of stramp tamps, the Mavs played on last night. And
all right, Killer. His fourth overall win.